And welcome to the EdTechCast. This is episode 1, and today we'll be talking about the Technologies in Education's Forum that took place at the Newseum in D.C. I'm Jeremy Hunsinger.
And I'm Chris Vanderlecht.
And this is the first episode, so bear with us. First thing we want to talk about is that we do have certain goals for this podcast. We are part of the Northern Virginia Community College, Alexandria campus. And what we're aiming to do here is to help educate teachers and students about educational technologies, some which they use every day, and some they don't even know are going to be coming down the line, kind of just to give everyone an overview of what's out there in the world.
Yeah, and we heard a lot of great topics on Wednesday, so what are some of the things we're going to be talking about today from the conference that we learned about?
Well, one of them is going to be gamification.
Big
buzzword is going to be out there. I believe also we'll be talking about the LPS. That would be the
Learning Positioning Systems.
Which sounds like they were talking about more as a gamifying way of taking what we're working on here, the GPS to Success program that we've been piloting and preparing for students to help them achieve their goals in moving through higher education.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then we will also be talking about teacher and student disconnect, how they feel they're so separate.
Right, like they're generations apart with the technology, but really they're using a lot of the same technologies.
And they're also not that far apart. We have students that stop by here and don't know how to use PowerPoint. And we have teachers who come by here and they are like, how am I supposed to use PowerPoint when their students are so far advanced?
Yeah, a lot of the same issues.
Mm-hmm. And basically now, we're going to get back to the buzzword of the day, gamification. That happened a lot during this conference. We went there thinking it was going to be all about educational technology, but that was all about gamification. And what does that really mean? Well, it sort of comes down to this idea that a game makes learning fun.
Right.
So,
yeah, and we all want to make learning fun, but I think sometimes teachers and administrators, you know, are sort of a little bit allergic to the idea of games in education because they, you know, are sort of used to the idea of games as just play, as something that you do at home, but it's not really something that's going to teach you about math or that's going to teach you about art history. Mm-hmm. But there have been a lot of games developed over the past decade and especially over the last couple of years that are really academically focused, and where students are learning not just the subject matter, but also social skills, like collaboration.
A lot of those social skills have been from the massively online games. They have helped teach management skills, interaction, and how to really run big projects. But what the thing that they were talking about today, not today, edit, what they were talking about was how to make those games that have an appeal directly towards students.
Right.
there's a problem right now where all those education games are very solitaire. Not solitaire. They cordon you off from everyone else in the environment.
Right.
You're playing that game, you're learning on your own, but then no one really knows what's going on. The teachers don't know that you're learning. Your other peers don't know you're learning. Your family doesn't know you're learning.
Right. Yeah, that was a big theme in that panel that was specifically about games. And mm-hmm. we'll have links to the video of the forum on our blog.
Mm-hmm.
But this idea that, a lot of educational games sort of traditionally have been basically taking the traditional classroom model and making it digital. So instead of doing a worksheet on paper, you're doing a worksheet that's mm-hmm. been digitized in a game,
mm-hmm.
And with quizzes and things like that. And the forum was really focused on taking the model of games like Call of Duty and the multi online player games, things like that, and using that more kind of technologically robust format mm-hmm. to make games that are really exciting for students to interact with. And a lot of
what they were talking about was feedback.
That's right.
For everyone. They want the teachers and the students, especially in the higher education, not so much the parents. Parents are about the K-12 world. And they want them to be involved there with the gaming aspect of education. But what they want from the higher education is they want, and I think at one point they were talking about how they wanted to create gaming platforms, kind of like how Minecraft is a platform. Mm-hmm. It's open-ended. It's a sandbox. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want with it. But they want to make certain that it's the teachers who's still building the material.
Right. And mm-hmm. teachers want to know what's going on in these games and what their students are getting out of it. So that feedback is really important mm-hmm. for them to have.
Right. And so they want to be, as one person put it, they want them to be the dungeon master, not just simply using a printed out mm-hmm. set of material.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor.
And I think it's a good one because it right now we've kind of been playing just straight up narratives in a lot of classroom environments where teachers don't play as much as I think they did back in the 90s and the 80s even.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone's just handed, here's what everyone needs to learn, make certain they learn it.
Right.
And I think trying to introduce play will help a lot in educating.
What about the idea of flipping the classroom, which kind of folds into the gamification of students playing the games outside of class, and then when they come into class, they've kind of got that content that they learned in the game?
There were a couple of discussions about that. One of them, of course, was about let's move the workshop environment into the class and move the education environment out of the class.
Right.
Which is more of a peer mentoring system
mm-hmm.
That I think is far more effective because you want to ask questions to the teacher.
Right.
And if you can get the lesson outside of class, it's more effective.
Right. So sitting and watching a lecture is maybe something that they can do outside of class. And then when they get to class, they've actually had some time to process that material and they can ask their questions and interact with the teacher and get clarification mm-hmm. and things like that.
So that's definitely one of the things that there is always we're trying to work on. And there was another type of flipping the classroom that someone brought up where it was an in-classroom setup where mm-hmm. basically there is a teacher that talked about how in a classroom, one group would be working on a project, and mm-hmm. the other group would be working directly with the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then when one was done, or at a set period, they flipped.
Right.
It was a more direct
term. Yeah, I thought that was a great model, too. Like, as much as you can get different kinds of activities going on in class, the mm-hmm. better, because, you know, sitting through a 55-minute lecture is difficult for any of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially for, you know, younger students or students who are, you know, used to having technology in their daily lives and having a more sort of social media type experience that's really collaborative and interactive, they want to be active and engaged and they want to take more of an active role during class rather than kind of passively absorbing material.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what we're looking. What I think what I think the whole idea of technology is not to be an impeding factor, but to allow
right.
these things.
Yeah, it's not technology for technology's sake. It's what do we want the students to get out of their learning experience? What do we want them to be able to do? And then how can we use technology to accomplish those goals?
Mm-hmm. And it's students using technology, but teachers also using that technology.
Right,
that's important. That about covers what we're going to go over today. These are going to be short podcasts for at least the time being. We want to make certain that we get them out to you and you have enough time to have them over lunch, in between class sessions, just something that everyone can just get something interesting out of it, and go on about their day.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Chris. And don't forget to check out our blog.
Yep. We got to make certain to mention that part later.
Yeah.
We'll get that
part. Make sure we get the address to you.
Yeah, we got to get the address and link. We'll probably put that in our show notes for today. But
yeah, we'll put that in the podcast link.
Yeah, but later on we'll make certain we actually memorize it. Or at least make a little blob for it.
This is a learning experience for us as well.
Yep. We're always learning here at Northern Virginia Community College. Have a good one.